Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a specialist for Amin Amaretz Shiyichu, Chana Li, Benadina Basheva, Bas, Net Menavas Nechakitel, Bracha Batslacha Bachoma Seidem, Li Nishmas, Bat Yester, Bas Zev Dov, and this is based on the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu, Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik Levracha. And we say in and they establish these 8 days to thank and praise your name. So if you compare this to the Lashon of the Braisa, so it arouses a question. In the Braisa it says, V'asom yom tov behalil behoido. V'stocha yontif. So when we say in Al HaNisim, we don't mention that it was a yontif. And in the Braisa, it says it was a yantif. So why is the Al HaNisim omit the yantif part? Rashi says, why is it a yantif? Because we say Al HaNoda. Not that you don't have an, they have an Isra Malacha. You're allowed to do Malacha, but you say Al HaNoda. That's why it's a yantif. So why then isn't it a yantif? The yantif mentioned in the Al HaNisim? The Sigin Erchin, it says that you don't say Al HaNshabbos because it's not a moed. And you don't say Al HaNrosh Chodesh because it's Mutar Basiyas Malacha. Not that we say Halan Chanukah, it's because there was a miracle. And that's the miracle, we say Halan Chanukah. So we see there are two types of Halal. There's a Halal of Yomtif, like in the Sugyan Shabbos, and then a Halal of Nisim, like in the Sugyan Elchin. And the Halal of Chanukah is not a Halal of Yomtif, it's a Halal of Nisim. And the Chorah, this is a steer to the Braisa, that Halal of Chanukah is an Indian of Yomtif. So the explanation is that we're not Mischaiv Bahalal of Chanukah because of Kedusha says man. But rather because of the miracle. That's the Machayev. And that's what the Sugin Erchin is talking about. But since the Chamor Machayev is in Hal of Chanukah because of the miracle, this Chiyub of Halel creates the Inyan of Yamtif. So it goes like this. The Halel is not Alts Yamtif. The Halel is Alts the Nes. It's not Alts Kedusha says man. It's because of the miracle. But once we have the halal, that halal creates the yamtif. And therefore, when we're saying Al HaNisim, which is Mein HaMa'ura, all that interests us is the Guf HaMa'ura, is the event itself. What's the event? The event is the halal. Because Chamor Mechayivus and halal, because of the Nes. So in the Mein HaMa'ura, we only talk about the Halal and the Nes. And we don't talk about the Toilada. What's the Toilada? That it's also a Yantif. Because of this Halal and the Nes, it's a Yantif. That we don't talk about because that's only stage two. Here we talk about the Ikar HaMa'ura. What's the Ikar HaMa'ura? The Nes and the Halal and the Nes. And not the Toilada, which is the Yantif. So that's the Yesod HaDvarim, that the Halal we say on Chanukah is Alts Nes, not Alts Yamtif. So there's a Taisim that says that Psachim, I believe, that says that we say Halal. That women are chayav to say halal on Lil Pesach. Women don't normally say halal. Mitzvah Shemayim Grama. But on Lil Pesach they say why? Because normally the halal is outs the yamtif. So Mitzvah Shemayim Grama they're peturos. But here it's outs the nes, and the women were part of the nes. So on Lil Pesach they say it because that's halal of nes. It's Rav Aaron Cutler's words. Then the question is, why don't we say halal on Why aren't women obligated to say halal and Chanukah? It's much more so the Rambam and Hilchos Chanukah, the women are pater from halal and Chanukah. It's a halal of Nes, they should have to say it. So it was a Rav in, it was a Brisker, it was a Chavrusa with the Brisker Rav. It was a Shmuel Orenstein, he was the Rav of the Avos Chesed Kehila in the West Side, the Ridniker Shtibel. And there was Shmuel Orenstein, so he has an article published in the Moriah Turge Torah Journal, edited by Rabbi Gottesman, who's also in the Upper West Side. I'm sure he dives there sometimes. And so he wants to say no. that you see women are putter from Hallel because it's taka yomtiv of it's taka yomtiv of a Hallel of yomtiv, and that's why women are putter. And the Maisa, there's a Tosfos, an open Tosfos, that says that we say Hallel, I believe it's in Tainis of Chavches. He says that we say Hallel on Chanukah because of the Yomtiv. The Nes was Misgadol Kol Yom V'Yom, and it was Yomtiv. Tosfos says Mefurish it's Hallel, it's Hallel to Yomtiv. So that's a little bit of a saga in this Mahalach. Not every Mahalach has a shtim with all the Rishonim, but there's been a lot of a discussion about this inyan, what the nature of the Hallel is. But it's still not enough for us anyway, even if you say it's a Hallel of Nes. But on Purim, it says in the Megillah that it was a Yomtiv and then it wasn't a Yomtiv. What happened? They weren't Mekabelis or Malacha. That's why it's not called a Yomtiv. So the moment there's no Isser Malacha, can't be called a Yomtiv, and that's why in Purim isn't called a Yomtiv. So Maishna Chanukah, it says in the Braisa, in the Gemara, that it's called a Yomtiv. There's no Isser Malacha. No Isser Malacha, why should it be called a Yomtiv? So that's the question, and Moreinu Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva, Kedarka B'Kodesh, Rov Gainusai, is Miyashev Be'arichus. So, this Soveva Shnei Tzirim, there are two issues here. One is to explain the union of the Beis and Shel Chashmonaim, and one is to explain the union of Yamtif. So, we'll start with Beis and Shel Chashmonaim. Very, very deep theological ideas. People are writing, there's a lot of academic work being done today on the writings of Rav Huttner, because he was such a profound thinker, such an interesting personality. Kulpanim, why are Anshei Knesset Gedolah called Anshei Knesset Gedolah Shechazir HaTorah LiYoshna? They're called Anshei Knesset Gedolah because they restored the crown to the olden days. That's why they're the great assembly. What's so great about them? That they restored the crown. Because Yirmiyahu didn't say Norah, because he saw the way the Goyim were destroying the Beis HaMikdash. So where's your Noros? Well, you're not awesome. Daniel didn't say Gibor. He said, look at the Jews in Gullus. How can we say Gibor? And then the Anshei Knesset Gedolah said, no. That's Hashem's Gur, that's Hashem's Noros, because he sees people violating his Kedusha. They see people who are, Hashem sees people who are so sacrilegious or so irreverent, and yet he is silent. So that's why they're called Anshei Knesset. They restored the Gadol and Gibor, the Gibor and the Nora. It's interesting, it's already noted why they're not. What about the Gadol? They're called Anshei Knesset Gadola. Call them the Anshei Knesset HaNora or Anshei Knesset HaGibora. They restored the Nora and the Gibor, not the Gadol. Gadol, we said it without the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Akopanim, that's why they called Anshei Knesset Gedolah, because they were Machzer HaTorah LiYoshna. They brought back into our tefillah Gibor and Nora, which were taken out by Yirmiyahu. They said, look at Hashem's greatness. Even when people are being so sacrilegious, people are violating everything holy, so Hashem is silent. Now, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah sealed the canon of the Bible. So that seems to be more chashuv than saying Gibor and Nora. Chacham say no. The Anshei Knesset Gedolah, because they brought back Gibor and Nora. And they skipped over the fact that they were Chosim Kisvei HaKodesh. So you see that this Gibor and Nora encompasses the pool of Chosim Kisvei HaKodesh. And therefore that's inclusive, meaning when you say they restored Gibor and Nora, that includes the fact that they sealed the canon. They were Chosim Kisvei HaKodesh. So we have to understand this hekif, the chisum kisvei hakodesh, relates to the matbeah hatfila, ki yachas hamukaf el hamakif. Right, the chisum kisvei hakodesh is mukaf, it's surrounded by the makif, what's surrounding it, which is the heilige gibor hanora. Rabim b'nei shemeim b'nei b'lo, they're more b'nei shemeim than b'nei b'ula. It says in the Gemara, Tzadikim heli b'churbana yosim rabinyana. That more tzadikim were established to me in the churban of the bayis, in the binyan of the bayis. That's why bim. The more b'nei shemema, children of desolation, and b'nei b'ula. Then children of a b'ula, which said so the b'ula represents the binyan. Nisha b'ula is built. She's married, I guess. And the b'nei shemema are the sons of the desolation. What's the desolation? The desolation is the churban. More tzaddikim mishas ha-churban than mishas ha-binyan. So how can the churban be better than the binyan? That's what I love about Judaism. No matter how bad things are, there's always positivity. The churban was better than the binyan. How can that be? As the Rosh Hashiva writes, love the lashon. Nafshei shel adam ha-maskil v'avoydes ha-loikim t'stayr b'kirboi likras ha-yifo azu sheish tzad ha-difus b'churban l'umas ha-binyan. That we have tzad adifus in the churban, and the preference of the churban is that there were more tzaddikim than in the binyan. So, if you listen closely, you'll see that there's a composition here of amkus of depth and robumus of exaltation. So therefore, we have to use a mashal, a simple and subtle mashal. You have to tachabur with a tamidim, and they're sitting in front of their rebbe and they're drinking up every word of his. And one of the people in this chabura has a skula that he could be toifes what the rub is thinking when the rub is silent. And that's much deeper than what he's actually telling the Talmidim. What he's thinking is deeper than what he's telling the Talmidim. Because that's la'atzmai. And what he's telling the Talmidim is for the crowd. That's a nermadrega. But when he's thinking for himself, la'atzmai. Even though when he's thinking, he's disconnecting from the Talmidim, because Talmidim aren't shy to that, but that Talmud, he has a deeper connection to the Rav, because he's to the world. He's in the world of Rav of thinking. When there's a Churban, and the Tiklis is coming to the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he did what he did, and he was Mecharif, he was Megadif, he was blaspheming, so Kodesh Baruch Hu was Mezgalav, and Midas Hashtike. You listen to
people being megadif you, and you're shaysik. You listen to your niyutz, you listen to the giduf, and you're silent. So when there's a mahalach of churban, we go to the world of the machshav of the Rav. The Rav is silent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is silent. So if you're a Talmud with the skula of being able to understand your Rebbe's thoughts, that's deeper. That's the tzaddikim. The tzaddikim are shayich to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's thoughts. And it's Rav Mehem B'nei Shamem B'nei Ba'ula. Tzaddikim hem midlei b'churbana yotzim b'binyana. More tzaddikim than churban than the binyan. Because these tzaddikim were developed when they were mishtayich during the churban. They were able to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world of shtika. The world of shtika is deeper. So that's the shaychus of the tzaddikim to the churban. And that's why it's a higher level. More tzaddikim, the churban, the binyan. Because in the churban, it's God's time of silence. And that's deeper than what he tells the Talmidim when it's the time of binyan, when he's showing his face to us. Chacham is odif mi navi. And there's numerous explanations why a chacham is preferable to a navi. So, one element, is that Nevuah only has a mavo, the chazonos hamisgalim b'shvil hazulas. Nevuah is what's revealed to others. But when there's shtika, there can't be Nevuah. Because Nevuah is melashon nivs fosayim, koich hadibur, where it relates to others. Chachma is able to be toifes, what Nevuah is not able to be toifes, because Chachma is mishtayich to the world of shtika. So comes the churban, micha mocha be'ilem, be'ilmim, the silence. Shbrachos miskala b'shtike. And then the nevuah can't say gibor neira anymore. The nevuah doesn't see the gibor and the neira. There's no more gilui panim. There's no more nevuah, there's no more dibor. Kadosh Baruch Hu's amiti. You're not allowed to say a lie like Rashi says. We don't see the gibor and the neira. But it's dafke the chachamim. The chachamim are able to go to that world of shtika. Roya v'sheisek. Adrab, that's the Maoridic word. Adrab, heinein v'roisav, heinein v'roisav. That's Hashem, on the contrary, au contraire. That's God's gvur, that's God's naros. In other words, now God is in his world of la'atzmai, and the chachamim are able to be toifes that. And that's the greatness of the B'nai Shamema to the B'nai Ba'ula, Tzadikim Hemid Lebuchar B'nai Yosem Revinyana. And these Chachamim, the Anshei Knesset Gedolah, were able to bring that back. And this Chidush Matbeah of the Shevach of Hashem encompasses the sealing off of the canon. Because the Chidush of the Shevach of the Makkah of Hashem is the end of the period of the Nevi'im and the beginning of the period of the Chachamim. And only in this transition period is the light of the recognition of the praise of Adarab. That you have this incredible depth and this incredible exaltedness. Adarab henin gvuroisav. That's the Adarab fakert. Now you go to the world of Chachma and you see that's Hashem's gvura. Because now we're in the world of Hashem's shtika. So why were they choisim kisvei hakodesh? Because that's the end of the tkufa of the Nevi'im. No more Nevi'im. Mela, we're sealing off the canon now. Now we're starting the tkufa of Chachma. So that's encompassed by the fact that they said Adarab, because that's the highest level of Chachma. They're able to understand this Adarab, that this is the greatness of Hashem. That he's able to rain sound. Their Taifis is Machshava. They're getting into world Hashem's Machshava. It's even greater when he's silent than when he's acting. So that's why it encompasses the Chisum Kisvei HaKodesh. However, just like they're Madregas and Oimek HaDibur, they're also Madregas and Oimek HaShtika. This is a deeper silence, the deeper Diburim, the deeper silences. So, the silence of the muteness of Roya Goyim Akakim Beichol HaVishoysek is not the deepest shtika. Because there's something even deeper. There's a shtika lefnim shtika. What's this suk shtika that's so tief? Hinei yamim boim. V'no miyad v'atzofen v'amizrach yishetzu levakish dvar Hashem v'lo yimtzo. It says that they're going to go from sea to sea, from the north to the east. They're going to wander around to seek out the word of God, and they're not going to find it. Chatz Shalom, says Rashbi, from the Navi, that this Torah is going to be forgotten. Rather, it says, we're always going to remember Torah. So what do you mean they're not going to find it? Because they're not going to find it in one place. So Maral explains in his Drush al Torah that Torah and the Jewish people are one. So Torah and its Pizur is like the Pizur of the Jewish people. He says the Jewish people are one nation, and because Hashem said they're scattered, so there's the Tzur of the Jewish people, the spiritual form of the Jewish people is Torah, they're not going to find it in one place. So, just like we have this Golus, that's Meshabit as to the Mitzolam. So too, it's also Meshabit the Torah to Mitzolam, and they can make all these terrible gzeris. They can be Meshabit the Jewish people. And that's why the Chochmas HaChitzonius are Lochitz Chochmas HaTorah. Because when we deal with Chochmas HaTivis, Chochma Tivis is Davar Divar Alofanev. Davar Divar Alofanev. That's Seder. That's order. If you look in the Torah is Ein Mukdem Ucher B'Torah. Look in the Gemara, associative, Ein Mukdem Ucher. You go from this idea to that idea. and what's today they call it scientific. If you read more academic works, it's supposed to be very orderly. Even in Torah works, you see, not always, but very often, that people with more modern inclinations write more orderly articles and books. Whereas people with the old-fashioned way, they just, you know, whatever's associative, oh, we can answer this tarot, make a tarot this, tarot this. Not always as clear. Today they have a table of contents and maftechos in the back and makoros. And today, even in the very firm world, everything is getting more modern. But this whole idea, the Torah doesn't have a table of contents. You don't open up the Chumash and you see, okay, here are the list of the parshiyos, and here are the subcategories, the subtitles, subcategories. No. And then when you read the Torah, it just goes from one thing to the next. Well, what's going on over here? So the Chochmas HaGoyim is Seder. That's its natural way. Chochmas HaTorah is Knesset Yisrael. And when we're spread around, so of course we have the Torah. And when we're not in Galus, so that's the correct way to learn Torah. Seder of the Torah is the right way to learn Torah. And we make Seder like the Rambam did. Right? We can make Seder out of the Torah. The Rambam gathered Lefiyah Nosei. Rambam's very, very orderly. Maybe he took that chitzonius from the Greeks of being orderly. But when we're in Galus, so we can sit b'seder, both in Mesudar in an orderly way, and try to make sense of the Torah. And the Torah could be made sense of. But when we're scattered into Galus, the Torah is also scattered into Galus. And then the Goyim laugh at us. And they said, oh, you can't be, you don't have a halacha brewer. Things aren't clear for you. Things are all scattered all over the place. Maybe that's what's part of the fact that we came back to Eretz Yisrael. This is just a radical theory. Rabbi Sachs is like that, radical this, radical that. So, Oliver Shalom, so I'll take a radical theory and I'll say that we came back to Eretz Yisrael and now we're back in our land. We're not there yet. It's not the complete Gula. But the Torah has more, is not so much Mesoma Fuzer anymore, because today we have, A, the way we're writing Torah today with, you know, the table of contents and Mafteach Makoros and chapter headings and subchapter headings and sidebars. So that's making more Seder. And the fact that we have a computer brings it all together. We can make a lot more Seder with the computer. So just like we've brought it all together, also the computer, you do a search in Otzer Chochma, which I'm sitting with right now. You know, you have 100,000 plus Svarim. My computer says 118,972 to be exact. And that doesn't include Hebrew books. And then you can just do a search and then be, oh, everyone talks about this Rashi, everyone talks about this Tosfos. So it gives a Seder. But when we're in Galus, the Torah is in Galus. When we come back, the Torah starts coming back also. Al Kopanim, that's the deepest silence. Deepest silence is that we're in Galus and the Torah is in Galus. And then the Goyim say, ah, they laugh at us. You know, they make tzchok from Jews. Oh, sitting and studying your Talmud all day, your Bible, study science, study math. Oh, that has chashivus. Scientific theory that's going to change tomorrow. That has chashivus. But they are studying the Talmud, so they don't appreciate it. We often don't appreciate it. So look at Hashem's silence. He sees that his Torah is spread around. And then the Goyim are mitchatzef, and they say, oh, you need a doctorate. People say, oh, he has a doctorate. What does that mean? What does that mean? Does it make him a good person? Nothing wrong with having a doctorate, but two-thirds of the top Nazis had doctorates, I read. It's just a degree. Depends what you do with it. That's a kli. Like a computer. A computer's a kli. You can use it to write Chidushei Torah, and you can use it to, and everything in the middle. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that his Torah is in Golus, and people are mzalzel in Torah. People are mzalzel in the Kedushas HaTorah, in the Mail of Torah, in the Cheshivas of Torah, in the Toelis, in the benefit of Torah. Torah is in Golus, and we're in Golus. And the Goyim are laughing at us. That's the highest level of silence. But if you have a Talmud Chacham, whose name is Atzma Bola Shel Torah, and he sees in this pizur, he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shtika. And he says, Adarabba, heinein gvuroisev, heinein noroisev. So So they go deeper and deeper. And they find, even in the depth of the Golas Milshon Ligalot, they're able to find the Seder, they're able to make sense of things, even in the Golas. Right? The greatest Jewish works were written in Golas. Talmud Bavli, and Shainim, the Achroinim, Tosfos, they were terrible, terrible decrees on the Jews in the time of the Balei Tosfos and the Crusades. Neira Neirois. And the Torah that was produced in Eastern Europe, we know the pogroms and the Holocaust, the amount of Torah that was produced, incredible Torah. I think, how did these people know so much? And again, they didn't have computers. A lot of them didn't even have electricity. Until a certain time, there was no electricity. And they produced such incredible Torah. So those are the tzaddikim who are going into Hashem's machshav. Hashem's ilmus, Hashem's silence, and they're taking out the beauty from that. The depths of the thoughts of Hashem. And they're finding the Seder of Torah. They're finding the Golas within the Gula within the Golas. There isn't Golas Yav and other Golias. Is the other Golias. The Golas was the Golas of Yisrael. Memela, Torah was in Golas. In Golas Yavam, the Yirka Golas was Chochmas HaTorah. And Memela, the Yisrael was in Golas. So therefore, when we assess the Shmama of Yavan in contrast to the other desolations, we say that the Midas Habana, Hamadis Sadiq and Ribu Habanim is much greater than the other Golias. Because a much deeper silence. Here's the silence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah being put into Golas. And the mail of the Jewish people are put into Golas. Your Chochmas HaTorah is in Golas. And when Chochmas HaTorah is in Golas, so you need to go deeper, deeper into the Chochmah of Hashem. In other words, Golas means Shtika, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being Shoseik. And since that's the Iker Golas here, the Shtik of Hashem, the Chochmas HaTorah is in Golas, we have to go deep into the Hashem's Machshav. And that obviously makes for more Tzaddikim. Mamet Tzaddikim, such a deep idea. So what happens? This that there's a tzachal ribu the shomei ala ba'ula, that's biyachas achorben ala binyan shekadam la. So in other words, we have this churban that comes after the binyan. First there's a binyan, then there's a churban, and this churban is a shomema, this desolation. But then afterwards comes a binyan. And since it's such a deep, this was such a deep gullus, there's going to be such a deep binyan afterwards. So the churban was a kilkul nara legabe abinyan, but they had certain adifus, because what you build afterwards is greater. You can have a couple, they have an average relationship. And then the husband does what husbands often do, and he strays. So when they get back together, it's going to be much, much deeper. If she forgives him, they get back together. Then had he not strayed. So here you have this horrific heres, this horrific churban of Galus Yavan and Memela. Now we have this binyan. We work through the churban to get to the binyan. Remember, it's working through the churban. You know, when a person has problems, we don't avoid the problem. We work through them. Working through the churban to get to the binyan. And we have a much bigger binyan afterwards. Because we went deep into the La'atzmo, into Hashem's thoughts. That was the tafkid of the tzaddikim. So what happened was, the Rav was thinking, and the Talmud was chapping, this special Talmud was chapping what the Rav was thinking. So he's lacking. He's lacking the light of the orpanim of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe isn't turning to him. But there's a maila that he has the pnimius of the Rav, the shtika. So it's a kabbalah yoter chitzonit, the kabbalah is more external, of a deeper content. But when the Rav is speaking, so it's a kabbalah yoser pnimius, then the kabbalah is deeper because the Rav is looking at you, but the toichah and the content of what the Rav is saying is more superficial. It's more external because the Rav is telling you what he wants you to hear, not what his deeper thoughts are. So you have this Talmud who saw the Rav shtika, and now the Rav turns to him. That's the binyan. So the binyan that comes after the churban is much greater, because now he has both. He has the la'atzmo, he has the Rav's machshavas together with the haratz panim of the Rav looking at him. And then when they said Gadol and Gibor during Bayis Sheni, so that was much greater. That was now B'Sha'as HaBinyan after the Churban. And we still say the Gadol and Gibor Naira. Because now we have the Adarab. We have the Adarab of the saying it's your B'Sha'as HaChurban, together with the smile that Hashem gave us afterwards. Then we had Bayis Sheni, he turned to us, and now he's not anymore. Now we don't have the same Haras Panim. Now we're back in Golis. But Akol Panim, we were already collated, we already absorbed the Adarab of the Gibor Noir B'Sha'as HaChurban, of the Machshavos of the Rav. So now we have this Gula, now this stays forever. This Gibor Naira, this connection to the Rav Shtika. Now we have this also in Gula in Galus Yavin. Galus Yavin is also a type of Shtika, but here it's the deepest Shtika because it's Chachmas HaTorah. Chachmas HaTorah is in Galus. So here we have to go deep into the thoughts of the Rav. And then when we're Nigal, so we appreciated the Mile of the Gullus. That's part of the Geula. Geula is appreciating the Mile of the Gullus. That's why we celebrate the Gullus. We love that. We love that. The Geula is not forgetting about the Gullus. The Geula is talking about the Gullus. Maschil b'gnusim esayim b'shevach. The Gnus is also part of the Shevach. So that's what happened over here. We have this Geula, and that stays with us forever. This Geula from Golas Yavin. We have all the milas of the Golas. We're going into Hashem's Shtika together with the mile of Geula of Hashem redeeming us from that. That's the level of more tzaddiki bechorbanah me'asher b'binyana. There's an adifus to the Shemema. And since it's the biggest Shemema, there's the biggest adifus. So who eternalizes the event of Hanukkah? The Bezin Shal Chashmanayim. Since this is a tkufa of Chacham Adif Minavi, you have to go to the world of Chachma, because the Nevuah was in Galus. It was not Nevuah. So that's the special relationship that Bezin Shal Chashmanayim have to the Chacham Adif Minavi, because they relate to Gula Siyavan, which is the Gula of Chachma. This was the Gula of Chachma. And this Chacham Adif Minavi is a midah that goes Apanei Kol HaDoros. But Bezin Shal Chashmanayim particularly. Ki al kein Gula Siyavan haisa Gula Sherban nikutu ha'oiris shal adifus ha'shemim ala b'ula. Here we absorb the lights of the preference of the desolate over the built. And Chachm over Nevuah, much greater than the earlier Gulas. And we have this every year with the Moed of Chanukah. And therefore the Takana of Chanukah was Bezin Shal Chashmonai. That's the Takana of the Bezin that appreciates Chacham Adav Minavi. Now we understand the Indian of Bezin Shal Chashmonai. What about the Inyan of the Yom Tov? That was the first thing we promised to explain. I don't know if we promised, but we said we were going to explain. Bezin Shal Chashmonayim. What about the Inyan of Yom Tov? So let's understand the Tevis Yom Tov in Hanukkah and Purim. Shabbos is that God rested. God rested, we rest. Kiviyachol. It's not that God didn't do anything. It's that God created rest. God rested on Shabbos. God rested on Yom Tov. What is Menuchas Shabbos? Shabbos, there was a new Havaya without the Asara Ma'amaris. 6 days, the world of nature, Hayom La'asosam. On Shabbos, he created the world of Schar, the Gemur, L'achris Hayomim. So, when Hashem was Mekadesh Shabbos, by Yekadesh, Shami Yisera, That's where he made this world of schar. And therefore, during the on Shabbos, we separate ourselves from the hayom la'asosim of the asara ma'amaros of the 6 days. And we're oisek in the laws of the world of schar, of gemul, of tafnuke edunim. Shabbos is a world of reward. So we're oisek in yanei reward on Shabbos. So menuchas Shabbos doesn't mean on Saturday nothing was done, lo nivra klum, no. Shabbos means there was a new havoya of nefesh of menucha, of rest, serenity. That's what we're supposed to experience on Shabbos. That's done by the Maisa Kiddush of the seventh day. However, in order to get to this time of Achris Hayamim, of Yom Shkul Shabbos, we need to prepare for it. The Maral says, Yom Tov is Keneged Yemos HaMashiach, and we prepare for Olam Haba. And that's the Moed. Moed is Milashon Miyuad, designated. Who's designated for this? Knesset Yisrael. We carry this Ye'ud, this destiny. We're destined for Olam Haba. And therefore in Yom Tov, we also don't do Malacha. We don't do the Asara Ma'amaros. We're also in preparing. That's why you're allowed to do Ochel Nefesh. And how to do Achal Nefesh, you prepare the food, prepare for the Suda of Lasid Lavo. Lasid Lavo, Chazal says, is Suda, not literally. So in Yantiv, it's a Yad, it's getting us to our destination. It's preparing us. That's what a Moed is. Shabbos Loikri Moed. Why is Shabbos Loikri Moed? Because Shabbos is not destined for something, Shabbos is the destination. Yom Tov is destined for something. It brings us to the Kuf of Achrei Hayamim. That's the Moedim do. It brings us to the end. Just like Yemos HaMashiach brings us to Olam Haba. So to this brings us to the Kuf of Achrei Hayamim. Moed Lashon Yehud. Destiny. So, beautiful Lashon of Rabbeinu. Kedusha Shabbos is Batlus Ahiva B'fnei Asid. Shabbos is the Bittul of the present in front of the future. And therefore, it's not a moed, it's not a destination. It's the future is batel, the present is batel from before the future. It's nullified. Kedushas Yom Tov is the bittel of the present for the destiny of the future. And therefore, it's called moed, destination. And any bittel of the present in front of the future is menuchas shvisa. Therefore, Yitzis Mitzrayim and Torah. Are you menucha v'shvisa etzlo yisbarach? And we have to be like Hashem. Hashem rests, we rest. Because again, this is a bit of the present for the future, so that's a rest. Resting from now, going to the state of the future. It's badlus ahove. Kol is badlus shel ahove achorisam u'menucha v'shvisa. Anytime you revato the present for the future, that's rest. And that's what Shabbos is, and that's what Yom Tov is. And therefore we make ourselves Beduk Meshal Maila, we also rest. Hashem rests, we rest, just like on Shabbos. And there are two types of Hizbatlus. There's Hizbatlus that's in Maisa, and Hizbatlus in Machshava. Hizbatlus b'machshavto nikeres b'toich Maisa. You can see the Hizbatlus in the Machshava. That's only b'seichel. The Pesach Shavuos and Sukkos are his battles in Maisa, because you see the change in Hashem's actions. Kriyas Yamsuf, Matan Torah, Kriyas Yamsuf, Pesach, Matan Torah, Shavuos, Anani Yakovet Sukkos. That's Hashem's Shvisa. That's Hashem's resting. Those are changes in action. And now we can see with our Chush. And then there's another type of his battles, and that's in Machshava, that's Chanukah and Purim. There was no Shinui Maisim. It was just a lot of different events. No open miracles, just a lot of different events that you can even explain the war that militarily. We did fight. It wasn't like Kriyas Yamsuf where God just split a sea or God just came down and gave us the Torah. God gave us an Ein HaKavod that's coming from above. That's like supernatural. Winning a war is natural, even though the odds are totally against us. It was a miracle, but not like the other miracles. Of the Moedim. So this is being taifes in the machshava, putting together all the different events, especially on Purim. Machshavto nikeres b'toch ma'isev. See Hashem's machshava in his ma'isev. And in order to be toifes Hashem's machshava mitoch his ma'isev, you need chochma. You need seichel. So now we go back to the beginning. We've Hal and Hoida, it's called a Yamtif, even though there's no Isser Malacha. Purim, there's no Isser Malacha, it's not even called a Yamtif. Chanukah is called a Yamtif because of Hal of Hoida, even though there's no Isser Malacha. Purim is called, is not called a Yamtif because there's no Isser Malacha. So while we ask why that is, how can Chanukah be called a Yamtif if there's no Isser Malacha, if Purim is not called the Yantik, because no Isser Malacha. El Shehem Heim Advorim. That is exactly the point. Ikar in Yanan, Shel Mitzvat Chanukah, Hitchatshut Orotea Shel Geulat Yavan B'chol Shana V'Shana. V'Hitchatshut Zo Hi Amanchila Lanu L'Dorot Et Chidush HaHargasha Be'Omka Shel Hanagat HaShtika. Mitoch ha'arat kochot ha'chokhma ha'otfim ala nebuah. The Iker Inyan of Chanukah is the hischatshus of the lights of the Geula of Yavan every year. We have these new lights of the Geula of Yavan that come back every year. And then we appreciate more than hug of shtika, that hug of the Torah being in Gullus and having to go into Hashem's thoughts in such a deep way. The adifus, the preference of chokhma over nebuah. Chachma understands the machshav of the Rav, hein hein gvur oisav. Nevuah doesn't understand. Nevuah says, aye gvur oisav, aye no roisav. Nevuah doesn't see it. And therefore, because they're toifes the machshav of the Rav, the Beis and Shel Chashmonai can find a place, Hashem Yamtiv for Chanukah, even though there's no Isser Malacha. Because as far as the Chachma that recognizes the thought of the Rav, of Hashem, we see the Yamtiv because there's his batlus machshavtis. Remember, we said that the two types of hisbatlus, whether it's resting, is one type of hisbatlus, which is in Maisa, and that we see in Shabbos, when Hashem stopped creating, and we see that in the Yom Tovim, and Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, where there was hisbatlus of Maisa, Hashem's Maisa stopped, his normal Maisa, and he went to a supernatural world of Maisa. And here you have the hisbatlut machshavtit. Here you have in the world of Hashem's machshava, here you have to go deeper into Hashem's thought. There's no shinui in his maisa as much as there's a shinui in you see what Hashem is thinking. How Hashem strings together all these different events. It's interesting, the chagim that are in Torah Shebichsav, those are open miracles. Like Torah Shebichsav tells us as it is. And then Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to think, you have to figure it out. The world of Shmiah, the difference between Shmiah and Re'iyah. The Nazir of David Cohen, that was like the whole thing, Shmiah, Hakshava Pnimis. So we're looking for to look deeply. That means it requires more ruchnius. Right here, you see what you see is what you get. A lot of times, that's it. You see it, you saw it. But Shmi is able to hear beyond the words. Shmi is able to. There's silence, and you're listening to the Rav's thoughts, which are much deeper than anything he's saying. It's a much deeper level of Shmi. So here, there was this batas mashal. It wasn't the normal thoughts of Hashem. It was much deeper. Because now Hashem is going into Himself, kiviyachol. And now we're privy to that. The Chachamim are privy to that. So since there's a Batlut Machshavtit, there's a nullification of Hashem's normal Machshava, meaning the Hove, the Machshavas HaHove now is Batl for Machshavas HaAsid. That's what we said a Yom Tov is. A Yom Tov is destiny. That this is destined for the future. This is helping prepare us for Achrus HaYamim. It's the Moed, the Yad. Since we're mevatel the now, that bittul creates the shvisa, the resting, because we're not here anymore. We're not in the now. We're mevatel the now for the future. So that's a type of rest. We don't have to be busy now acting because we're in the world of the future. We're in the world of of destiny. Therefore, mitzad that Chanukah is a yamtuf because there's a spatlus machshavtis. But Purim was chal before chisum kisvei hakodesh. There's still a mahalach of nevuah. And therefore, if you're in the Mahalach of Nevuah, you need a hitbatlut ma'asit. You need it to be lemaisa. You need it to be something you can see, so you can put your finger on, something you can feel. And Purim, you couldn't feel it. Purim was in the world of Machshav. So since Purim is in the world of Machshava, but it's still in the Tkuf of Nevuah, it doesn't get a Shem Yamtiv. But Chanukah is post-Nevuah. Chanukah is in the period of Chochmah. Ah, in the period of Chochmah, if you have a time where Hashem's Machshava of the Hove is misbattled for the future, it's something preparing us for the future. The Ozig Mor Bishir Mizmor Chanukah HaMizbeach. Now this is preparing us for the future Chanukah HaMizbeach. That's a Yamtiv. Hadvarim kol kach amukim, Rabbi Yisai, what am I supposed to tell you? I have no words for this. I'm saying it's like $100 trillion, this Torah. Footnote was a zag goin, gana goinim. Oh, I read, I think, in the Rav Shaga Feivel Mendelevitz biography, he said that Footnote was one of the six smartest people on the planet. I was thinking, one of the six? He's the smartest. Well, minig Yisrael Torah to make Sudas in the time of Chanukah, the Marashal says, it's correct to be Isaac in Divrei Torah b'shas Suuda l'chayra. Saying Divrei Torah l'shulchan is an Indian stomach. It has nothing to do with Chanukah. You should always say Divrei Torah. But if you understood this mimer, you understand what the Marashal is saying. Because the Sheirish Minik Suudas Chanukah is b'p'chinas ha-yamtif. Ha-nimtza b'chanukah. Chanukah is yamtif tik. And yamtif is not like a normal yamtif. Chanukah is a yamtif because of the koich ha-chochmeh. Because Chacham Adav Minavi. That's why it's because we went now into the world of Hashem's Machshav. There was Hitbatut Machshavtit of now for the future. And it was so deep and so profound because the Torah itself was in Golas. And we had to go deep, deep into that Golas to be Toifes, the Adarab of this Golas, to be Toifes deep, deep, deep into the Machshav of Hashem. So Mimela, the Su'uda of Yamtiv is Machriach. Sud of Yamtiv of Chanukah is Machriach Divrei Torah. Because that's the whole Mahus of the Yamtiv. To use the Lashon of Rabbeinu is Mamish. Unbelievable. Mind-blowing. Ki lo nikba shem Yamtiv l'Chanukah l'bishlitat ha'anaga shel Chacham Adif Minavi. V'yotze mizeh she'im retzona shel Sudat Chanukah hu liyot Sudat Yamtiv. Bal kocha שתזדקק לדיבורים של חוכמת התורה. ואין אחיך תואם טעם יום טוב בסעודת חנוכה, אלא אם כן שוקע הוא אחיך הזה באותה שעה בטעמי חוכמתה של תורה. You have to be Oisek in Chochmas HaTorah, that's what the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah is. And the palate only tastes the Yom Tov in the Suda of Chanukah of this Divrei Torah. No? Rabbi Yisai, thank you for letting me share this with you. And may we be zeicha to learn more together in these inyanim. Shalom, shalom, sweet Israel.